Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。
こんばんは、ニューヨーク。
こんにちは、ロンドン。夏子です。
和則です。
Peter here, and we are back again with another lesson. As you might have realized, the staff has returned. Welcome back, guys. Nice to have you here today. We are brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialists. It's the end of the year, so we're not going to push you. We're going to take it nice and slow, relax. You know, we had a nice survival phrase lesson yesterday, and I think we're going to do the same thing again today because we're not going to push you. What do you think about that, Natsuko?
Sounds nice.
Yeah?
Towards the holiday.
So yes, everyone is having a nice end of the year, so we're not going to get you too excited and put too much strain on you. We have survival phrases 3, right?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Again, as always, we're based in the restaurant. We're going to give you some more restaurant phrases and phrases to use when you're eating and when you're out at the restaurant and with you're out with some friends. So without further ado, let's jump right in. So can you give us the first one, Natsuko?
乾杯.
Okay, what does this word mean?
Cheers.
Yes, very nice. And how important would you say this word is?
You start with this word on a drinking party.
Yeah, so it's very important.
Of course.
Okay, can you give us the word one more time, please?
乾杯.
Very, very nice. And this means cheers again. Now, please break it down nice and slowly.
乾杯.
Very nice. One time fast, please.
乾杯.
Very, very nice. And now let's get Kazunori to say it one time, nice and fast.
乾杯.
Very nice. One more time.
乾杯.
Okay. Very, very nice. So let's give the typical party. We all go out. Let's all do it together. Mm. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
乾杯.
And we all raise our glasses. We do what with them? Clink them together.
Clink them, yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty much the same as a Western cheers.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. So that's very, very nice. So this is an essential phrase because, as Natsuko said, all drinking parties or, you know, most dinners too start out like this because you start with...
Kanpai.
Yeah. Start with drinks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is another key phrase. Now we do the cheers, which is...
Kanpai.
And then we wait for the food to come. And before we eat, there's a phrase that... It's very, very polite to say, and it's very important to say this phrase, correct?
Yes.
So can you give us this phrase?
いただきます.
Okay. What does this roughly translate? Because it's very difficult to translate this
one. Yeah, I know there's no equivalent word in English, but it roughly means I'm now gonna start eating this.
Yes.
And, you know, the food is given to me, thank you, like that kind of nuance.
Yes, receiving nuance. So I'm receiving this and we're about to eat it. Of course, it's very important to say this word. It's very, very polite manners. Can you give us this word one more time?
いただきます.
Okay, and now please break it down for us.
いただきます.
Okay, and one time fast, please.
いただきます.
Very, very nice. And now let's get Big Kazunori in here.
いただきます.
Okay, and one time nice and slow.
いただきます.
Okay, and one time fast.
いただきます.
Okay, and how about you guys together?
いただきます.
Okay. Now, we're eating, and the food is really good. Really good. Now, what can we say to describe delicious food?
おいしい.
Very nice, delicious. And one more time, please.
おいしい.
Very, very nice. Now, can you break this down for us?
おいしい.
Very, very nice. And one time fast.
おいしい.
Very nice. And how about you, Kazunori?
おいしい.
Very, very nice. Okay, so now we're getting, as you can see, if you incorporate these other ones, we're learning how to order, we're learning how to have a conversation while we eat. How about you guys give us one time together? Delicious.
おいしい.
Okay, very, very nice. There's another expression that we would like to go on to, and this is this is not just limited to the dinner table. We can use this in a lot of situations. Can you please give us this word?
すごい。
And what does this word mean? Can you break it down a little bit for us? Give us a rough translation, because again, this is another very versatile word we can use in many situations.
It means like great.
Yes, great, amazing, quite, very.
Yes.
And what I would like to do, I would like to incorporate this into, use this with the word delicious. How could I do that?
すごいおいしい。
Very, very nice. Let's just go back to the original word, and can you give it to us one more time?
すごい。
Amazing, great. Can you break this word down for us?
すごい。
Very, very nice. And now one time fast.
すごい。
And now give us, in the context when we use this together with delicious, it means really delicious, amazingly delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us this word together?
すごいおいしい。
Very, very nice. One more time, nice and slow.
すごいおいしい。
Okay, and just break it down a bit.
すごいおいしい。
Very, very nice. Now how about one time from you, Kazunori?
すごいおいしい。
Okay, so we come out, plates are on the table, you guys take a bite of something, and it's amazingly good. It's really good. What would you say?
すごいおいしい。
Very, very nice pronunciation there. Let's move on to another couple use of phrases. Okay, I go out, I'm eating, and I'm full, and I can't take any more. What can I say? What word can I say?
お腹いっぱい。
Okay, very, very nice. One time. Nice and slow.
お腹いっぱい。
Okay, very, very nice. One time fast.
お腹いっぱい。
Very, very nice. Now, this is full. And I recommend that you use this word because the Japanese are very, very hospitable and they will keep giving you food. I have a little bit off the subject, but in Western manners, it's very polite to finish all your food.
Yes.
But in Japan, when you've had enough, you leave something on your plate.
It depends on occasion, but they tend to, you know, kind of care whether you are always full.
Yes. So the first time I went to eat at someone's house, I started to eat and I started to drink and I didn't want to eat anymore. So I finished my plate and more food came.
Yeah, right.
So I said, okay, all right. You know, I'll just eat this second plate and then, you know, I'll call it quits. So I finished a plate and I finished my beer. They were giving me beer. I said, finally, I'm finished. And more food came.
I can imagine that.
Yes. To make a long story short, I was very drunk and very full.
Yes.
This phrase is what you kind of want to use when someone's about to give you more food. One more time, please.
お腹いっぱい。
Okay. You want to hold right after, you want to hold the いっぱい. There's a bit of a pause in there, right?
Yes. Between I and pa.
Yeah. So you want to hold kind of like いっぱい.
Right.
Hold it in there a little bit.
いっぱい.
Very, very nice. Okay. And let's get one more from Kazunori.
お腹いっぱい.
Very, very nice. Now we've toasted. We've said we're ready to eat. Mm-hmm. We're full. And now we want to leave the restaurant.
Yes.
And this could be a big problem if you don't know how to get the check. So, can you tell us how to get the check?
お会計。
Very, very nice. And this means check. One more time, please.
お会計。
Check. And break it down nice and slow.
お会計。
And one time, nice and fast.
お会計。
Now, this is check, and you might want to say, please, right? So how, if you remember in Survival Phrases 1, we showed you how to say please. So how about check please?
お会計お願いします。
Very, very nice. And let's get one from Kazunori.
お会計お願いします。
Okay, very, very nice. So we finished and we got the check. We're ready to leave. What's a very, very polite way of saying thank you for the meal?
ごちそうさまでした。
Very, very nice.
And ごちそう means, you know, kind of a very good meal.
Ah, I see.
So that's why it kind of means it was a great meal. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Natsuko. Please give us this word one more time.
ごちそうさまでした。
Okay, and the translation again?
It was a great meal.
Great meal. Please break this down for us.
ごちそうさまでした。
Okay, and nice and fast.
ごちそうさまでした。
Okay, and how about Kazunori, one time please?
ごちそうさまでした。
Very, very nice. Now, this might be a little long and a little bit intimidating. Is there a way we can shrink this a bit? Make it a little smaller.
ごちそうさま。
Okay, there we go. And, you know, this is a much easier to remember, a little easier off the tongue. One more time, we just drop the last three syllables and we stick with
ごちそうさま。
Okay, and this is roughly the equivalent, right?
Yes, it's slightly more casual.
Yeah, casual. Yes, as you'll see, there's lots of levels of casual and this and that. So if you stick with this one, you'd be okay too.
It's still very polite.
Okay, so what I want to do here is a quick review. We're going to have Natsuko read all the words that we did one time.
乾杯いただきます。おいしい。すごい。お腹いっぱい。お会計。ごちそうさま。
Very, very nice. And let's have Kazunori read them one more time.
乾杯いただきます。おいしい。すごい。お腹いっぱい。お会計。ごちそうさま。
Okay, so we're gonna cut it here today, and we'd like to say
またね。
じゃあね。
じゃあね。 See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.